planning and zoning.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So then I was able to go and hold minutes, and Pat found some spelling errors as well, so it's instead of Kim Hansen, it's Kim, and it's not Sandstrom, it's Sandstrom. Right. Everything else looks good to me.
Oh yeah.
Those minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the August 13th.
With corrections.
With corrections.
Second half.
Good motion and second that we approve the minutes from August 13th, 2025 with the spelling corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes are approved. So now I was able to look for the invoice report. It looks good. For us.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, motion and second that we pay the bills according to the invoice report. All in favor, Misty?
Yes.
Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
All right, we'll pay the bills. As far as I don't have any other updates as far as on my end, as far as we're still working with Vermont and Hatch on the property annex on that. As soon as we get people on their schedule to come and do that, we'll move forward with that. And things are going well. I talked to Rick today. The starter went out on Ford, so we're getting that fixed. Other than that, I haven't had any complaints from anybody in the last 3 weeks. So I thought that was really cool.
I think Greg's doing a real good job.
Huh?
I think Greg's doing a real
good job. Yeah, I haven't, yeah. And so, yeah, I haven't had any complaints about the town, the way it looks or what's
just
going
kind
on.
Just kind of the way spring kind of was a bummer, and it was so dry and nothing rained up, and then by the time we got secondary on, everything was pretty dead up there.
Yeah.
But he got it back.
Yeah, looks good. All right, Kim?
Sorry, make sure. So for town celebrations, the next thing upcoming is trunk or treat for Thanksgiving. For Halloween.
Didn't on the 31st?
What day?
Yes.
Halloween.
So we need to, I'll start getting some flyers together for the trunk or treat and all other fun stuff.
I'm sure we'll do the 100 house again too, so.
Perfect.
And what do we help you with?
Having more trunks there helps. So we can get the word out and just have more people there.
And it's on a Friday.
Yeah.
No. And we do have some of those community bucks.
Okay.
If we want to do like deck costume contest or whatever, that we do also.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer than last year. It was
cold.
Rigid cold last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on Friday.
Yeah. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
Bingo is next week, next Wednesday. We had a great turnout last month. super exciting. Craft night was, we had a great turnout for that too. Glenda did a great job. Glennis is doing the next one. And then, so COVID funds, we got them. We're good. Yes, that's good to have. So I asked the placement of curb and gutters. I know we talked about it. And after I went home, I thought about how, and so this was probably decided way before I had anything to do with town council, but why Cemetery Road?
Because that's kind of the cemetery, they always thought was kind of a showpiece of the town, and having the curb and gutter up there just makes it look nicer for people up there. That was what they decided in the beginning, but then it got changed pretty fast.
So that,
and it started moving all over town. When Misty was mayor, we tried to concentrate curb and gutter on streets where people actually lived.
Yeah, we tried to do like the three house streets first, and then the two house streets.
So, I mean, if you guys have a different street you'd like to submit.
And I'm not, I don't have a specific street, but there's a lot of people in town who put a lot of work and effort into their properties.
Yep.
And I'm sure would love to have curb and gutter. And it would be much appreciated if they got curb and gutter.
Well,
so
I don't know how far we got with populated streets. So,
so we, I just want kind of questions.
We could submit anything we want. We get like two streets basically a year. And so we could submit whatever you want. I just kind of thought maybe we should get the cemetery done, but whatever you guys want.
We've been fixing ponds instead of putting gutters for the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah, those are projects. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
So we're still on the agenda, so we could probably change if we wanted to.
Yeah, well, we could change the location of curb and gutter anytime we want.
So we're still on schedule. That's why them piles are right there, the gravel, right?
They're fixing to finish that this year.
So
I mean, next year we could request something else.
And I was so thrilled when we got curb and gutter on one side of my house. Like, it was a huge thing for us. I would love to have the other side done eventually, but it just, you know, as you drive around and you see, there are some people who don't want it. There was, on our street, there was quite the controversy between us and Philip Jolly because he didn't and I did.
You know, I never, after it got put in, I never heard anybody that didn't like it.
Exactly.
After it's there.
Yeah.
I thought Wayne and Carrie Lou Grimm were really smart to make them do those overcast though. Well, ask Kirk about dragging a trailer into my dad's driveway. That's a joke. And I don't know why we didn't get on top of that with those overcasts, because that was terrible.
Yeah. Ours is great.
So, yeah, because if we get, that's one thing to look at too, is whatever streets we're going to do, maybe I will look at and make sure we're not going to have to ask for something like that. Dealing with some big old
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have it.
It's bad.
And isn't some of that county land that would be coming out of the cemetery that we would have to work on being cleaned up? And
I don't know about that.
I just thought maybe we could use it a little bit more as a, you take really good care of it, we're going to help you. We're going to, you know.
We were talking about that last night at running a zone, and what kind of incentives can we give to those who are taking care of the yard to make it more of a...
Yeah. You want to.
Yeah, then a punishment if you don't.
Yeah.
Those who do take care of it, give them some kind of...
It's just a little something. I mean,
I like the yard.
That kind of fits in.
You know, they used to do a yard in one thing over the fair, but they put a nice sign in the person's yard.
Yeah.
We do stuff like that. And recognize them in that code. And, yeah.
But that was just...
Well, I think we definitely have time before next year to maybe all of us kind of look around and see.
Yeah.
They still got to come, curb and gutter coming this year, right?
Yep, that was the one, the approval was 100 to north to 300 north on the west side of the road because there's houses on that.
So is that like...
There's a pretty good stretch where that field of mustards is. And then you got Lou's, and then you got Melissa's, and then you got
Liberty.
So that's the one we're trying to get done this year. But we can submit something different next year if they're home.
I think the only limiting factor it used to be is that you have to get the power company to come move the poles.
Yeah, if there's power poles to be moved, we got to think about that, because that's something we got to consider.
Just food for thought.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Oh, it's probably...
Thank you.
That leads right into one of the things that they asked me to bring back to you guys as the Planning and Zoning Committee as we're writing our general plan. Somebody has a real complaint about White Horse Station and that it's
Wild
not
Horse.
Wild Horse Station, sorry, and that it's not beautiful. And I told them I would pass that on to you. And if there are ways in the future that we can incentivize making it prettier, okay. But I think it's great. I think that's
the best that place has ever looked.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it looks great.
I remember when I was a kid.
Okay. I keep you
going. I was a good boy in that store by Levi's, but I
passed it on and I did
my part.
But there was also discussion about doing like the yard of the month or ways to incentivize keeping a nice yard and cleaning up, and also ideas about, in the past, it wasn't me, but other mayors have reached out, or other town councils probably, have reached out to absentee landowners and asked for permission to burn, clean up, and with houses and stuff, you run into asbestos, but just with empty lots that need brush removal, that kind of stuff. So we'll bring a little more detailed plans back, but if anybody has, and I wanted to, since Melissa's...
I'm kind of wondering if we do that yard in a month kind of thing, maybe we should do it for like $100 price for the yard in a month.
Well, even $100 off their water bill or...
Oh yeah, something like that,
Yeah, I think we could do something like that.
Yeah.
And we're kind of getting out of that season, and maybe next spring we look towards. And they wanted to see more organized, larger scale town cleanups with like the town equipment. Another idea was to put for 3 days, a weekend, put a lot of dumpsters throughout the town on the town's dime, and then move them. Just let them fill them up. And then, so those are all things that they talked about. If you guys have other ideas, or we'll bring back, try to, don't let me forget to discuss them again, like, March-ish, if I'm still here. So, that was planning zoning. We're still working well on the general plan, well it can be. And then, really quickly, just a report on the EMT meeting, the ambulance meeting. They're actually looking at incentives as well. They actually were talking about maybe even property tax break incentives. If somebody signed on as an EMT and stayed on for a year, they would maybe get
a significant portion
of their property taxes waived, possibly.
Which is a huge thing.
Right?
It's a cool thing after they double them in 1 year.
Yeah, and and they get, of course they get like a $600 sign-on bonus if they've run for 3 months, plus then they're eligible for insurance. Classes start October, maybe I don't have the calendar, October 20th. And they need to have been signed up. They go through little orientations and stuff before that. And so we'll put this at the town or make copies maybe and get it at the, and if they scan that QR code, it sends them directly to the trainers, the teachers. I'll leave that with you guys. And reservoir feasibility study contribution. Did Abby get with you guys today?
Yeah. So we both got a call into Ensign and having Ensign sent us.
Okay. That's
Okay.
Often not.
And Melissa is not here, so you can move back.
Yep, the last district meeting, there wasn't really much discussed about Avery, because we're kind of waiting for this curb and gutter to start, and they got done with the other one. They had a couple, I remember the last meeting, I think I told you guys, they had a couple of bats test positive for rabies over in Miller County. We had the weirdest thing happen out to Walker Flat. This is strange, but Morgan and Hatch and Alex Christman worked out their money. And this is in the middle of the day, mind you, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Alex had got out of his loader and was greasing and stuff. And Morgan just happened to turn, he was digging in the excavator, turn. There's a coyote about 10 feet behind Alex. Just looking at him. In the middle, and Alex, Morgan honked his horn and yelled at him, and Alex turned around and the coyote just kind of slinked off. And I said, that ain't like a coyote. That is not. I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't have rabies. Coyotes are a nocturnal animal. You don't see them do stuff like that in the daytime very seldom, but that was kind of weird. Anyways, that's all I have.
Do we know when what secondary might be getting turned off?
Probably the normal time.
Okay. I just had numerous people call.
Because when Garrett called me and told me, you know, and I said, okay, well, everybody seems to be standing done exactly what we needed to do because he hasn't said anything more.
Okay.
So I think we'll make it through. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty close. That's what I remember thinking.
I just have had numerous calls this week.
Tell them we'll probably make it to the 15th of October. I wouldn't be surprised. That's usually. We've had worse years and made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we talked about the starter on the Ford and put it on low complaints for Rick and everything's going on. All right, Scott.
First, we finally delivered the garage sale funding to the office that we bumped $1,000 with garage sale. So that was a pretty fun thing. Then our ISO inspection is finally complete. Good thing, because it was stressing me out, but it's all done, and we should be pretty proud of Emery Fire and what they do. We are within reach of grabbing a 4 at our next inspection if we fix a few things.
Right.
And if we get that done, that's anywhere from a 5 to a 15% decrease in homeowners insurance.
Okay.
So that could be huge if we can bring that down. Some of the things that need to be corrected is some of our hose is way too old. I didn't know it. We have brand new hose up in boxes up there, so I bought brand new hose. We unwrapped it. It's 1999 hose. So, right. So it's gotta go. And we're gonna have to order up some new hose.
That's 4 turns century. Golly.
So are they brand new hoses? They're 19. How many feet of that?
I'll bet you I have 3,000 feet of that.
So here's. I don't know, didn't mean to interrupt you. I'll talk to this. Anyway, we ought to see if somebody, we can auction that off or sell.
It's good for farmers' skills and stuff like that. It just won't hold the 400 PSI.
I don't need 3,000 feet, but I could sure use 300.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
I've got 2-inch, 3-inch, inch and 3/4 that's all out of service.
Anyway, so we ought to think about that and putting that up for...
Bid.
Maybe a silent auction or something like that through the office.
Do a minimum bid and see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Good way to use it. So that went really well. Our certifications list was expensive. Really couldn't say, but we ranked. As far as he looked at it, we ranked very high in the county. As far as the equipment we have, the training we do, what we did pretty good. On top of that, EADS training, which is the driver simulator, is September 20th. We're doing that in Huntington, so, and also the cone course. So we're putting everyone through the trucks and driving them through the cones and in the simulators and trying to get people that drive the trucks are able to drive the trucks. And then, of course, that also goes along with our state certifications and our minimum training for driver training and for ISO and blah, blah, blah. So trying to keep that going quite well. Carbon County Regionals are this weekend. So, of course, Kyle and I at least will be going there. they've got Rick, the East Trailer, a couple other classes that are pretty rough that I might not be ready for. Right, other than that, that's all I have.
Cool.
Thank you, Chief.
Well.
So,
Steph?
All our Bean Street America is up. And it helps us get grants. And it's $300 a month. I don't know if you guys are good on it. Or not a year.
Oh, yeah, that sounds a little more reasonable.
Sorry. My brain's fried already. So.
It better be one hell of a magazine.
I don't know if you guys are good with us renewing for another year.
I am.
Yeah, because T-Mobile, that's how we can apply for the T-Mobile grant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we almost have our funds for the CDB too. We got an email. We got an initial one. All right.
Another email.
Right on.
Good option to.
I make a motion that we pay for another year's subscription.
I will second it.
It's been motion seconded. We pay for another year's subscription. All in favor, Misty?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
I approve as well.
We did apply for another grant, the ORI grant. There's kind of a flyer that we're going to post so people kind of know what's going on with it. We're asking whatever they'll give us. We kind of asked for the world and we'll take whatever they give us.
Yeah.
So that's all in and submitted. We did get scholarships to go to the Utah League of Cities and Towns convention this year, so they will be reimbursing us for that. So
we won't be here the end of the month.
Yes, and so that is the first week of October. It will be gone for them.
Cool.
Hi.
I'm the only person here.
I'm James from Jones and the Mill.
I was working a little bit, came over the phone, but wanted to introduce myself in person this time. So.
We did our order beer, water.
Oh.
Plan.
Yeah. And then just to let you know, if you haven't worked with the SSD, Division of Drinking Water has opened funds to replace lead and copper service lines, if you've identified those. So construction funds are available to do that. So, and it's pretty good packages they're waiting for that. So just be aware of that and need help with funding application. You're happy to do those.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Amy, you're the only one here. You don't want to add anything?
Well, it was kind of covered in terms of him talking about cleanup and Misty talking about the other things. Getting rid of both houses. Because, yeah, I talked to Kyla. I don't know if she talked to you. But I've got an adobe house that I had to finish collapsing, and I'm tempted to go and find a wash, but I don't want to go and find a wash to.
I really need to come up with some solutions. There's quite a few old houses that need, and maybe you and I should chat a little bit, or come to the maybe next planning and zoning so we can kind of discuss what's. Because last time we tried to do it before, and asbestos kind of thing stopped us.
Yeah.
Well,
that's where we're at now.
My house doesn't have any asbestos. What would have had asbestos had already been removed, and it's the flooring. The Bob Minchie had a study done on his, had the siding tested. There's no asbestos in it, so all of that is gone. The house wasn't insulated. It was only an insulation that was modern. And because what started it was, Kyla actually talked about me if I was aware of ways to be able to.
So Scott, let's chat if you can't come to next planning and zoning or something, and let's.
Absolutely.
They want to include some of those as specific action items in the general plan. So if we kind of have an idea, plan, do you know?
No. I have an idea, but I've got to check with some people before I voice it.
That would be awesome. Anybody feel free to research that a little bit, because I think we could all take.
Yeah, I'll try to do the next planning and zoning meeting as well. So.
We did a little bit with trying to figure out how to get rid of ours, and it's the asbestos and the lead paint that thing that's got us jammed up.
Yeah. And how much, do you know how much that cost by any chance? Is there a figure?
So far, the cheapest one I found is $600.
$600?
For the test.
So far, for the test. Just
for the test, right?
Just for the test.
And if it comes back positive, then it's...
Right, then it's a whole thing.
Okay. All right.
So again, my house is pre-asbestos, so that's not a problem. Lead paint?
Possibly.
Right, yeah, it depends on where you test.
You know, when we got that old post office tore down, and it, I met the guy there for the asbestos inspection. He didn't do anything. He walked in, he looked up and down, he looked around for a minute, and he signed the paper and left. I was like, holy crud, I could have done that.
So now they want us to actually do those.
And it costs money, too, to do those. Yeah. I mean, and he really didn't do that much.
You have to,
but we got to tear the building down.
Core sample and send it up to him, and now it's a thing. It's,
yeah. Okay. Good idea.
But so as far as that's concerned, that's what we're looking trying. We're just, that's what's got us hold up now is just the permits. If I had the permits today, that house would be gone within a week. I've got people that, even here in town, that have got equipment. They're like, we will come down and help you tear it down and get it off your property. And it's, that's what needs to happen. But I can't get it done yet.
It's crazy that you have to jump through so much red tape.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Motion, we go home.
Oh, well, second.
Motion, second, we adjourn.
Thank you, Lord. Once you get up.
I don't believe it.
I thought something needs to be motioned or something.
I'm actually
going to
the
haircuts
before.
Picture
day.
Away we go.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to meet you.